Okay, we're starting.
Okay, frankly, I decided really not to take up on Sherish Vov because the issue of what I want to discuss, what the nature of a mitzvah is, the question about Tuma is discussed at the end of the Sherish. That's one. The issue of the assay of all minim tmeim, I'm very confused about, because see, the important thing over here in Sherish Vov, in order for the assay and the lois assay to be in the same league, they have to have an intersection. And even though Shabbos might have a Shvisis Behema, okay, in the Aseh, the Lois says it doesn't have it, or in the Aseh of Yom Kippur might include all Chamish Anuyim, when the Lav of Kores might only be Achil and Shisir, okay? So, but as long as intersection, it's okay. The problem is, after you read the Rambam, and this would work for Gadol Pera, because Gadol Pera in Nozir is a problem, even if you have, even if you remove the hair through Groma, whereas the Lav is without Groma, but since they intersect without Groma, it's also the first category, okay? But the problem is maybe Minim are not in the first category, because the Rambam defines the assay as a yediyah, okay, of the minim tmeim, and doesn't talk about achila like the chinuch, but he has an isa assay which talks about achila, which even applies to cases where the kiyum assay didn't apply, like sipa shchuta, okay. But the fact that there's a intersection, the isa assay doesn't do with the sherish. So I'm very confused how you can have a mitzvah say which talks about X, an isa say which talks about Y, and, you know, there's no relationship between the two. So I don't want to talk about this more until I understand that I know what I'm talking about.
Rambam says it's part of the Chayit of the Sherish.
What?
Rambam says it's
Sherish. Rambam doesn't say it is. So maybe it's not.
It's not.
I know, I said maybe it's not. A priori, you would have assumed that it is. In the Chinuch, it would be. And the Rambam doesn't say. What the Ramban wants to use this to introduce a new category. That there is no new category according to the Rambam that's very clear. Because the Rambam is, there's a kumase over here. But the question is whether it is anything to do with the Sherish or not. I would assume a priori from what I know, it has nothing to do with the Sherish. But I have a problem. How could that be? How can you have a lava bo mechala say, which is Nisa Achila, and the assay itself has nothing to do with Achila? Alav Abo Mechal Assay. No, let's talk about an Oiv Assay. So the Chir, you would assume there should be a relation to two. I'm confused, okay? The two categories afterwards of Lav Shekotmo Assay, I assume is something to do with the first category. Because the first category, as we said, really, it's only an assay, and the lav has come to machazik the assay. So maybe you shouldn't count the lav. And lav shekod ma'asay would be the same thing also. And we're not dealing with the issue of lav shekod ma'asay is a lav and dittel assay or not. That's an issue of malchus. Over here, we're dealing with pshuto shel mikra and say the mikos. Lav anitak la'asay. The problem is, maybe it's only a lav, and the assay is coming to not take the lav. And that's the issue, okay? But what I really want to do now is Sherish Shvi, okay? Now, I just want to do something here. And it's, let's start Sherish Shvi, okay? Now, what I'm going to do is, I'm going to read it the way I would read it, okay? And there are Yisraelis over here, which, unless you have an idea of the Arabic, and excuse me, how the Rambam refers to classical Arabic in the way it was used in its relationship to Aristotle, I don't think you can really get an idea of what's going on here. And not that, you know, what can I tell you? No, it is what it is. Okay? And let's get on and see how much I do. I did a lot of work on this, but inside it, I wrote a whole different shiur. I have the whole rest, a lot of it written up. It's a very long shiur, okay? Let's say I had half of the shiur written up, but I decided we have to understand basics, okay? Hashur Shashvi'i She'ein Roy Livnois Dine HaMitzvah or Prote Hilchus HaMitzvah. Okay? Okay? See here, okay, we had that if an Asay and a Lois Asay, Asay Shebo and Lois Asha Shebo, then it's two mitzvahs in minyan, right? And the Ramesses say they become two in yonim. The question is that since every mitzvah has not only its the mitzvah itself, but has its dinim, or the dinim, let's say, of Torah Shabbat Peh, let's make it simple, but it might even dinim of Torah Shabbat Ksav, maybe the dinim should be meaningful if they as holis or tzivuyim, and maybe they themselves should make, because every, you know, maybe they should make a new mitzvah. And that's what Ram says. That's what the Shur is all about. She'ein roi limnois dini ha-mitzvah. It doesn't go into the minyan. Okay?
Even though the dini more formulated as a los hasei or an hasei.
Correct. We'll see about that also. And that's going to be amazing. That was my last thing which I played. I'm not going to get to that. But we have to just set up principles here. Da. Okay. Now, the translation that's in front of us. Ki ha-mitzvah achas. He inyan. Mukubal. Okay. If you have that and you continue, you bechlau, you can't get started. Okay. Okay. See here. You have to see. And, you know, it's very strange. When I asked Koch about his translation, he agreed to me, this is not the proper translation. So, you know, I don't get why, you know, I don't get it at all, okay? Well, let's just see. I don't get anything, but I'm not interested in getting it. I just want to have the translation. Da, she'amitzvah achas, okay, referring to one mitzvah. And here the mitzvah achas is one of any one of the Tayag mitzvahs, okay? Before, the one mitzvah at the beginning was referring to the conglomerate of the mitzvah seh and the mitzvah lois seh. Lemoshel, da, okay, da, she mitzvah achas, he yechida misuyemes shleimo. That's the Lashon. That's a mechida misuyemes shleimo. Okay? What it means is that the mitzvah achas, okay, the mitzvah achas is a complete unit. Yechida achas shleimo. Misuyemes, okay? It's a peculiar, unique unit. Okay? Which is very different than the other translation, okay?
This is the proper translation.
This is the proper translation, you know. Even Kolach told me, he translated it as, if you're interested, he told, halocha achas shleima, okay? So I didn't halocha, I don't know what halocha means. It's a unit, okay? Okay, so this is the proper translation, okay? Then, I saw the next line, and I said to myself, Rabbi Nishma, what's going on here? V'yischaivu me'oysa ha'gdomo tzivuyim v'ashoris rabbis adini ha'mitzah. Okay. So, what Rav Kolach is over here, he says that it's referring, okay, he says that what's the Hakdama? He says, Kloima Shema Kloy Amugdam Amagubash. It's the very nice Hebrew. Shalamitsu Shono Metsigno Isai Befesach Divoreno Ko Pamba Pam Shono Boyim Ledabe Al Mitzvah Musuyamis. It means that Minyan Mitzvahs, every time what he talks about at the beginning of the Mitzvah. Okay? So, you know, it's all very nice. But why should the Rambam call it Akdoma? And why should he assume that's what Akdoma is? And it don't make any sense. Okay? And when I spoke to Rav Kolach, he told me he's referring to the 14 Hakdomas, the 14 Shoshim. Okay? So I said to myself, you know, it's all very nice. But the Rambam, you know, doesn't, you know, it, you know, as they say in Yiddish, it klaps in it. You know, the words don't read to any intelligent reader. Okay? So I must say, that was breaking my head, okay, over this. And last night I decided what the translation must be, but I didn't understand what the word has to do with what I decided the translation is, okay? Oh, so this morning, okay, Professor Langemann, so Zagen Zubestock, told me, okay, that he sent me a whole email about, syllogisms and the way it was used in classical Arabic, which is probably the Rambam's use of it, it means a premise. Okay? The word al-tama, see, the word, the reason they translate it as hakdama, it's an Arabic word al-mikdama. But al-mikdama is a very specific term to logic. And Aristotelian logic, where you have a premise and you derive from the premise certain conclusions. Okay? And this is the premise. Okay? Okay. And this, okay, I started going through the Rambam throughout Sefer HaMitzvahs. How does he use this word? Okay? And I just start sharing some of the things with you. Okay? Before we go through the thing, and I was astounded. I said to myself, Mor Rabbi Masech Hashem. First of all, the Rambam refers to all 14 Shoshim or any Shoshim individually as Al Mikdama. Okay, that's why probably Rav Korach told me that he's referring to 14 Shoshim. And I'll show you many places in Sefer Mitzvahs we use the word Al Mikdama, and he clearly is referring either to Shoshim to She. Or the 14th Shoresh, the beginning of the 14th Shoresh, the end of the 14th Shoresh, or all the 14th Shoreshim, when he does it in plural. Okay? And you see certain mitzvahs where he refers to it. Okay? So it means, and we'll go through it, I'll just tell you before, and then we'll just, you know, we'll do it one at a time. Okay? It means that the Shoreshim are a logical premise. They include what is a mitzvah and not a mitzvah. So then, and we'll continue doing this, the idea of a sheish or an ikah, that it could be a root, that you can get something out of it, something you can, it's not that it really is derived, it's not that the sheish grows the mitzvah, but from these premises, using logic, you can come to certain conclusions about certain things. And the Rambam refers to the Shoreshim, besides Atzel sometimes, he refers to them as Al Mikdama, or Al Mikdamas in the plural. Okay? And we'll go through them one at a time. Okay? Let's just see that, and then we have to decide how the Rambam is using it over here. Okay? See, we're ready. Okay, now, here it goes. Mitzah say, lamit, loisa say, samach. Okay, he refers to something which is translated as Hagdomois Lemaima Hazeh. Now, if you remember from the Psicha, Maima Hazeh is the Minyan HaMitzvos. And it means the Mikdama are the premises which the mitzvahs are based on. Okay? You see what Rav Kapach was doing over here. He was interpreting the Al Mikdama without using the classical Arabic thing. He says it's an introduction. And therefore he pulled himself into the beginning. But this is not what the word means. The word means premises which you can draw conclusions about. And that's why they're Mikdama to the minion, because these are the premises. Okay? Let's see. That is your mitzvah loisase samach. Okay? And you see the word al. Okay. Now, but there, it's b'loshin rabin. It's hakdomois. Okay? And the Arabic is al makdamas. It means hakdomois, premises to this maimor. It's the 14 premises. Okay? That's in Loises and Samuch. But there, it happens to refer to Sheris HaTashii specifically, because there's Anochas Yisid, there's a premise in Sheris HaTashii that you can conclude from it that if there's an Oynish Malkus b'miyuchad, okay, in Kam Inyonim, in Lav Echod, a Lav Shebekolois, but each one has an Oynish Miyuchad, like No Mavusho, not like No Mavusho, well, there's only one Malkus, but if you have Leisuch Alech B'Shrech Ma'is Legon Chetirosh, we have Malkus each one, then it's three separate mitzvahs and minyan mitzvahs. Okay? That is what's going on, Leisus HaSamuch. There it is. Leisus HaSamuch. Excuse me. Yeah. As Ho Shuzu. Lokov is a Shema Godo, Yisale. And there he's talking about also Vida, Kiasug Zem, and Ashoas Akil Shnaim, Ushloshin Yodim, that sure is she. Eno Misug Lakshabakolis, Lefisha Kosub Beyes, a Oinish Bechol Echod, V Echod, Bechol Inyan, V Inyan Mehem, Bakafadur Behechach. Each one separately. Okay? That's on page Reshut Aleph in Kabbalah. Okay? So that's good, right? He's referring to a specific one, but he's referring to the premises in general, these logical premises. These premises that you can draw logical conclusions from. Okay? And the important issue, which I'm not getting into now, is what is a premise? Have you proven something? Are you stating something? Is what's the proof? Is it deductive or not deductive? It becomes very confusing. Okay? But let's just call it a premise at the moment. Okay? Now, that's one. Okay? Then he continues further. And he says, "V'kivin shaklal hazeh lo onish elim kain his hair in samuch onu chaykim al asho behechach v'yeshi he lomedes v'achas amidis v'yeshi bechlal inyan acher k'mo shebi'al no bakedomos." You know what that is? That's also in the plural, but that is referring to the 14th shurish. At the end of the 14th, the Hakdoma Miuchad, which he has after the 14th church, discussing the issue of Loyana Shelikin Hizir. And that's he's referring to over here. It's also Hagdomas, but not the term Hagdomas as opposed to introduction, it's premises. Okay. Now, Loisa said, Kuf Sadi Hey. Listen to this. Obey is there. Sheben Sir Umurva. Michlau Mchuive Mises Besdin. Ubo Loshin Hatera Boy Beskila. Ukfa Bealnu Bahadgomois Zehamaima. Which are the premises, which are the Shroshim. Sheko. It's in page Reish in the Frankel Rambam. Shekol ma shechir bo akosav kores oy mitzvas bezdin hu mitzvas loisase zulas apesav amir kol shebeyanu. So this is again the hakdomo at the end of the 14th shurish. Okay. Now, I still need to know about this word. He has at the end of the 14th shurish before the 15th shurish. He has the word takdimo and takdimaho, which I'm not sure if this might be the plain hagdomo or not, but he still is referring to the shrush. I'm not sure exactly what he wants there, but I'll give me a chance next week. Kulina, I'll have the answer for you about that. Okay, next. Now, loisa se kuflamet gimel. Okay, just want to show you again and again and again. Kuflamet gimel. Lefisha kol mchui misa bidei shamayim al echod min alavim loike kmo shebi'alnu bahagdomois amayim hazeh. Again. So mekitza kol ashroshim, all the shroshim are hanochas yisri for the way you understand what mitzvah is all about. And he's referring to the beginning of the 14th Shurish. Then that's when he has al kadmas in Lashon Rabbi, mas, mem aleph sof. But this is really a transliteration of the Arabic into Hebrew letters. Now, next. Then he has Lashon Yochid. Mitzvah say nun hey. Okay, mitzvah say nun hey. Nun hey. Nun hey. Ubetchilas Meseches Krisis, Kashemonu es Mitzvis. He's referring to the Mitzvah Slav, the Hoven Kobben Pesach, Bioma Bo Osa Benisan. Okay? So he says, Ubetchilas Meseches Krisis, Kashemonu es Mitzvis, Shechai Bo Oiva Lein Kores, Behen Kula Mitzloisa Se, Omuva pesava mila mitzase ukva hikdamnu hakdomazu. Okay. And vikaradoma al makidama. This is the hakdoma in Shurish Yud Dalet. Okay? Correct? Safe Shurish. You doubt. Now, just before we get involved over here, the Rambam doesn't always refer to it as the Shroshim, okay? Now here comes the important thing, and then we can move ahead. Now, I didn't want to talk about it. I told you I'm not going to talk about it, but I am going to talk about it for a little bit, okay? Let's go to Mitzvah Seit Zadivo, the Mitzvah of Tumas Neveila. Okay? Zadivo. Now here, Ahatzibush Nistavinu Leois Anneveila Matama. I don't know if there's a Leois over here, that's questionable. Okay? Umitzvah Zu Kolelis Tumas Neveila Cholinel. Okay? Now, then he says like this, V'ato, now, Maskir, V'hinini ato, Maskir, Hakdama, Al Mikdama, Asher Roi, Shitiskrenu, B'chol Ma, Shizoche, Lekamon, Mimini Atumois, V'hu, Shizeh, Shoromoyne, Kol Mine Min. This is the premise which the Rambam postulates upon which rests. This is the Yisrael Hanocha. Hanocha is Yisrael, whichever way you want it, which he has used in order to count Tuma in Minyan HaMitzvahs, Tumas Neveila, Tumas Mes, Tumas Sheretz, okay? Whichever Tuma you want, this is it, okay? Tumas Nida, Tumas Daza, here it is, correct? So the word doesn't necessarily refer to the Shrashim. The Shrashim are a peculiar example of premises. But the word is used as a premise, okay? Translating as Hakdama, introduction. What?
The more the rejection.
I mean, one second, let's say this. They couldn't go down. I don't have a translation where you probably check it out. I don't have a way of searching for the murder. I did it like this. I can search if you want also, but I don't think it makes a difference. Because this, you know, I want to know at the moment how the Rambam uses it in Sefer HaMitzvahs, okay? Which is the important thing for you. I just want to show all the cases that I did. This was my work this morning, okay? This is why I was getting excited. Okay, next. Okay, now, that was Tzadivov. Okay, now, next, we have another mitzvah, Kuf Nun Tes. Okay, Kuf Nun Tes. This, I was very excited to it today. This is mamish, you know. This, at least now we'll get down to the nitty gritty of what we're talking about. So I realized at the beginning of the week, until I knew what Al Mikdama was, I couldn't do anything here. And that's how I was stuck. And Professor Langerman answered me this morning. I did the rest of it, but I said to myself, you know, I gotta know what I'm talking about. Now, Kuf, I said, what did I say, Kuf Nun Tes?
Yeah.
Kuf Nun Tes. Mitzvah say Kuf Nun Tes. Here we go. This is the mitzvah Atzivish Divan Lishbais Biyoim Rishon Shapesach, Vuama Yisal Biyoim Rishon Mikol Kodesh. Very strange thing. Teres is Mikol Kodesh, and the Rambam says it's Shvisa on Yontif. Correct? So, the Rambam says like this. The Da Hakdomazu Hakdomazu Al Mikdama. There's a premise which this is based on, which from that premise you can conclude that this is a mitzvah in the minyan, okay? And what is the premise? Listen to this. V'hi shekol ma she'omer boy Hashem mikol kodesh bo b'peirushoy, there's a pirush of a kubel. Kachehu. And he says, what's the pshat in this pirush makubal of kachehu? The inyan kachehu shloi sase boi malocha elamashim yuchod biachilo. It means any malocha which is not meleches oichol nefesh, kmo shebeo akosu. Okay, and this is the premise which is going to count the mitzvah kuf samuch, the mitzvah of shvisa yom hashvi, and any mitzvah which is mikra kodesh, the mitzvah on shavuos, okay, the mitzvah of the first of Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of shvisa on Yom Kippur, the mitzvah of shvisa on the first day Sukkot, and the mitzvah of shvisa on the last day Sukkot. And this premise, the same way there's a premise about Minei Tuma, which that premise all the mitzvahs Tuma are based on, the premise that all the mitzvahs of shvisa by Yom Kippur is based on is the interpretation of this Pirush Mekubal of Katsheyu, that it means not to do melacha which is out of the general purview of melechas echol nefesh, and that's the Ram saying. Okay.
So mikdama is a false cognate. It doesn't mean hakdama at all.
No, correct. Correct. That's what I'm trying to tell you, and that's what they made the mistake. Okay. So can we continue now? Okay. This I guess again. Now, one second, see if we have anything more. So now, we can come back here. Okay? We did our homework, and now we can come back here. That's what we're dealing with, correct? Okay? Now you feel a little bit ready. Now, let's go back to the beginning of Shailish Shvi. Da, she'adovo echod yir boy. No, excuse me. Da, she'amitzvah achas he yichid misiyam eshleimo. Okay, it's one integral, unique unit. Okay, and that's what a mitzvah is all about. Okay, that's what a mitzvah is. Umischayvin me'oisa hakdomo. It means this premise that he has told us that a mitzvah is not just the tzivui, but the tzivui is under the mitzvah is included a yichida shleima. That's mechayiv that the tzivuyim v'asholos rabim b'hilchos mitzvah, and therefore all the dinim which are under subsumed in the mitzvahs, even though they happen to be tzivuyim or asholais, you don't count them as separate mitzvahs in minyan mitzvahs, but they are dinim, they're under this unit, this new unit, yechida misuyem eshleima, which is called mitzvah achas. And that's the premise. And the base of that premise, he's made his case, okay? It's also, you know, like he's assuming his, okay, this that's a different issue. That's the question of how he uses the word premise, okay? This is the premise. And that's what he says. That's very good. This premise, that this is what a mitzvah is, da, he's telling you, oh, that's what it is. I thought, he yichid mesiyam eshleim, mischayv me'oisak domo. Tzivuyim v'ashoos rabim v'ilchus ha-mitzvah. So, Rabbi Shai, you have to know one thing before you get started. The Rambam is not having polemics about counting stam dinim. The whole issue over here is about tzivuyim and ashoos, which really should have been what he was talking about in the Shurish before, that tzivuyim and ashoos just by nature could become two mitzvahs. Sometimes the opposite happens, that tzivuyim and ashalas are not mitzvahs at all. And it's an amazing thing, and ashalah, the Torah is enjoining us, it's a lashon ashalah, it's not a shlila, he hasn't started Shurish Ches yet. There's ashalas in the Torah, which are not mitzvahs. Now, I just want to share this with you and explain this to you, so because we're going to have to move in the next, okay? You got this? This is amazing, okay? Correct? I just say, without this, you don't know what's going on, okay? Now, next, okay? I want to show you I just want to just, you know, in order to be, you excuse me, I'm just in the mood of just, you know, breaking ground over here. We'll do, you know, we'll do the work, you know, you have to read through this and that. I want to show you that very possibly there are cases that as holos might be dini hamitzvah and are not in the minyan hamitzvah.
Okay.
You see, just to be frank with you, the Rambam has done something very interesting over here. He starts off having polemics about something which you don't understand what he's getting involved in, because he's talking about poshut dinim in Teresh HaBalpeh, or dinim which you can move out of the mitzvah, which is not more foolish than the Torah, okay? And we'll see exactly how he plays it out, and he goes through Maseches Yevamos, Eilu Chotzos Lo Misyamos, Eilu Misyamos Lo Chotzos, Eilu Chotzin Misyamin, all these things, you can get to over 20 mitzvahs if you talk, if you look at the chotzin umiyabim as mitzvahs, separate mitzvahs I say, and the lo chotzet, the lo choletzes, and the lo misyabemis as separate mitzvahs lois I say. And he says, no, since the only dinim and they're part of this yichid, we'll come back and read it through. This yichid, the mesuyem shleima, which is called mitzvah achas, or the mitzvah achas called yibum, or the mitzvah achas called chalitza, these naturally follow from it. Okay? And that you could be masik, that they're part of the mitzvah, and not separate categories because of this premise. Okay? Then, he moves on, and he's ready to take on that even if the dini hamitzvah are in Tershe B'Ksav, they're also not in the minyan. Okay. Okay. And he goes on. We'll go through. We'll see Blineda. Okay. But for example, he goes through the Pasha Korban Leviyere. There was a case of Ashirus and Dalos and Dalidalos. And this Tnoyim, the Torah sometimes says in the certain circumstances, this is the Tzivui. And other circumstances, this is the Tzivui. And the third circumstance, this is the Tzivui. So you can imagine counting them as three separate mitzvahs. But we look at them, no, as Yechida Misyem Shleima, and it's only one mitzvah in the minyan. Okay? What would happen? Okay, and he goes through Chatos, he goes through Chatos Nosi, Chatos Yochid, he goes through the various behemoths, he goes through back and forth, all different permutations of how you can make different Sivuyim as Dini Atera and not in the minyan. Okay, but he doesn't talk about as Holos. Before we get to that, I want to know if you can imagine such thing as follows. That's why I got very. Can you imagine? Because he starts off with Tzivuyim. Because you see, in his first discussion at the beginning, he's ready to take on as Hollis, okay? But doesn't take it on in the Sheirish. He just says, right, there were Tzivuyim and as Hollis, correct? So can you imagine this by as Hollis, okay? Before, I want to suggest something. Rabbeinu, they wrote down the pasuk, the mitzvah, and he taught him the din. Okay? So, I understand when you're talking about mitzvahs which don't have dinim in the mikra, in Teresh B'Ksav, okay? So, they wrote down the mitzvah. Whatever it happened to be, okay. Pasukas teshvu, and they wrote it down. She was young. Okay. And then Moshe Rabbeinu, said his shir on all the Tereshim out there. What about, this is only a supposition, I just wanted to give you an idea. But what about when he came to this case, the second category, when he's teaching them the Dini Chatos, or the Dini Korban Be'Oved? Okay. So I'm just wondering, the Rambam has a very strange phrase. He says, when he talked about, they wrote down the Mikra HaMechukam. Is the Rambam trying to say they only wrote down the tzivui and even the dinim of Tereshim Baksav, he might have taught in the Baal Peh. They just had to have Hateva Mitzvah, or the tale is talking about, or the Ika Mitzvah. And maybe that's all they wrote. I don't know. Okay? That's just an idea, because the Lashon was bothering me. Hamikra HaMechukam, what do you do with it? Context of Shosh Zayin. Okay. Now, next. Okay, I just want to get into it. Now, what I want to discuss, a few Loisa says, which I think some might be, yes. Okay. Well, let me ask you something. So I was sitting down with myself, and I saw, I worked this out, even the last time around when I was just when I made an addendum to a draft, okay, of Sherish Zayin. If one would want to begin to decide whether Lois HaSeh in the Torah is a din and part of Yechida Misiyem Shleima, or no, it's a separate mitzvah, minyan of mitzvahs. How would you do that? So I said to myself, the answer is very, very simple. Very, very simple. Whether this Malkus or not. Because the Rambam has used and chose Tishi as Malkus, and that's why he even talks about that he's going to tell you on each mitzvah lav, there is Malkus, because that's Chachaya. The Torah has an urge, that's where he starts off, and Shirish Yudalit. I think it's Shirish Yudalit. Maybe I'm wrong. One second. Maybe I'm wrong here. Yeah, one second. Yeah, here it is. In Sif Shirish Abo Esrei, he writes like this. V'hinei no'os l'dayti she'etztarif el ha'kavona ezeis t'sefes. Okay, this is talking about, I'm sorry, it's the 14th Shirish, but it's Tisefus, the 14th Shirish. Vehu, she'im haskolas ha-mitzvah, she'eshaleh eze oinesh, bein asei, oileiseh seh, aske oncho. Vioimeh, vo'im alzeh, yischai misa, okolis, okolben, kach, oimalkis, oiachas misas bezno tashlumen. Why? Because this is one of the proofs that it's a mitzvah. That's what he's out to do. Okay. So here, so I thought that by definition, that should be. And that's what he says, boy, oynish min oynish teida shim hoy mit zlois ze hine hu kmo shomau nu kiva mit zmelach ve ein lono shenani shel onachnu. We don't have a proof, it's just oiva mit zmelach, but he says the mitzvah anyway. Okay, now. Now, let's start with a simple case, a mitzvah say. The Ram says, in Perek Aleph Beis HaMechira, that a person who's boine in me, by Avodim Shleimus Tivne is based on, okay, Avodim Shleimus Tivne, right? So Ram says that if he doesn't do Avodim Shleimus, he's over Basse. But there's no Asse in Minyan Avmetzis. Avodim Shleimus Tivne. I would have told you that you couldn't b'chlam imagine there could be an assay of Avodim Shleimus Tivne in the Minyan, because the Ram himself in Mitzvah Chav, what he talks about, where the Mizbeach should be Mizbeach Avodim Tazim, Mizbeach Avodim, Mizbeach Adomo, the Ram says that it's really not a separate thing, but it's part of the Mitzvah Binyan HaMikdash. Okay. So what does it mean, over Basse, in Avodim Shleimus Tivne? So comes in Shadas Tshuvas Radvaz, the Shenis HaRambam, Hilchus Beis Bechir, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvov. He says that it's Prote HaMitzvah. Okay. Again, this is Sherishvi. Okay. This is the case of Basse. Okay? Over Basse, there's an Issa, okay? But the fact that he's over Basse, whatever it is, or you have it, that doesn't make it that it's not part of Yechida Achas, Misuyem Eshleima, or the Mitzvah of Binyan HaMikdash. Okay? But it's not a separate Mitzvah. Then he comes, and he has, however, a mitzvah minyan amikdash, mitzvahs called and loisa se ayin tes shulivnis avne mizbeach gozes shenema loisivne eshen gozes. Okay. So I said, if you look in Perek Aleph, luchos beis bechira, aloch tezvov, va'boine evin. Shenoga boy Bowser, but Mizbeach or be Kevish, Liki! Shenema, we see the Essen Gozes. But boy never pogum over Bashe. So they are say, okay. The problem is, this is beautiful, okay? The problem is that this is like, you know, I say this is a nightmare, okay? Even though it sounds, you know, like, wow, I should be dancing. The nightmare is the Ram not only doesn't count this in the Minyan Aloik in the Perek Yutes of Hilchos Sanhedrin Halacha Dalet and the Lechem Mishnah asks it, but it doesn't quote the Yerinish Malkis in Mitzvah Se'ayin Tes, which says to myself, what happened to him? But I'm not getting involved in that, okay? That's not my issue over here, okay? Now, therefore also, you could have imagined that the lav of Oynes, okay, the lav of Loisucha L'shalcha, okay, Kol Yomo, you could have said that also. It's not Minyan HaMitzvahs. You could have said it's Medinim of the Mitzvah of Oynes. They should marry her. So the emphasis is, this Malkus. And that the Rambam says in Loisa Kshinut Ches, he she is here, ho oinis, shalagarish and sasa, and he quotes the middle, da kim lakim, shebo, is chai malchus. Okay? Kmo shu asherish et leiro kim lakimu. Now, here, now, next, okay. What about the law? Eric Aleph Halachetes, Mishalil Noshim Rabbis, who makes Biosa or Chalitzos Shachazel Poteris Ashar, Venom Yabn the Stein, Venom Yabn the Stein, Shenem Asher Lo Yivne as Beis Ochim, Bais Echuru Boine, Venom Boine Schneebat. So maybe you tell me, Ashelo Yivne, Ashelo is not a lotion of an Ashola, correct? Ashelo. I can imagine telling me such a thing. However, Rabbi said, you can't do it. Because you open up Loisa said, Kufza Divov, Shulechu Biola Kipurim, Shenema, Kikola Nebashel, Ashelo Suune, Bevati, Venichasa, you see, Ashelo. Is a lav and could be as whole in a mitzvah. The Rambam does not count Ashelo Yivne in minyan mitzvahs.
What's the end of the pasuk Ashelo Yivne?
What?
What's the end of the pasuk? I'm wondering if it has to do with the fact that the onus was spelled out by. You know,
I don't know if it makes a difference. That's only what that's whole, because ain't no inshin only can mas healing, but you have to have a mas has whole idea. He says only that he's going to basse. In Perik Aleph, Aloch Yibbez, Akinis Yivimtoi, Nesu Tzoseilei, Valsha Achid, Vimbo Hu O Echot, Beachim, Atzoros, Aloch Yibbez, Aloch Yibbez, Shinam Yobo, Yobomo, Yobo Leo, Loyo Leo, Val Tzoros, Volava Bo Mechal, Asei, Asei, Hu, Asei. Comes the Ramban in the mitzvah Sheshoch HaRambam Yudalin and Lois Aseh. There's a lav in Minyan HaMitzvahs called Ashelo Yivne Boneh, which is Minyan HaMitzvahs, and so the Zireim counted. And the amazing thing is the Bahag does the same thing as the Rambam, because in Hilchos HaRayis he quotes Ashelo Yivne. And King Yireim quotes that as a raya, but as a minyan of mitzvahs, he doesn't quote it. That's in Siman Choftes in Bahag. So I want to suggest is the Rambam learned that this is ashoa, and that's what he talks about. That's ashoa in Yibum, but he was only talking about this is an ashoa. That's from Dini HaMitzvah, from the Yechidus Shleima, called Yibum. Ashelo Yibum, eh? Uchule, Ushol Yisrael. And you know something? The Rambam doesn't say get Malkis. Not in no place, in any place. It only says Ayubase. But it's the Chalav of the Taylor. It's a din. It's an Ashor. Zell. Next, I want to give you another one, okay? There's another case. There's something called Lo Yuchal Levakir, okay? By Bechor, right? Lo Yuchal, right? Es Ben Ahuva Api Ben Azulas Bechor, right? Okay. You know something? Ramban counts it in Minyan HaMitzvahs. In the mitzvah Lois Aseh, Sheshoch HaLav. Okay. And he also has an Aseh of Yakir. The Ramban counts neither. And what I want to suggest that the Ramban learned because of Sheresh Shvi'i, it's not in Minyan HaMitzvahs. And the truth is, the Ramban really suggests it and says you shouldn't say it. Listen to this Ramban. Now, first of all, you shouldn't say lo yuchal levakir. Is not a lashon lo yuchal, less lo yirushu, because I can tell you 7 or 8 times less lo yirushu where the Targum has it, and the Targum is mean on that it's a loisase, okay? So it should be a loisase. And the fact that the Sifri has a separate drosha that in biker mevuker, if it's not a loisase, what do you need? That's the pasuk says you can't do it. So what do you need a Sifri for? Listen to this Loshon Ramban. That's a Sifri. In Pashki says in Piskureisha, she im biker yehei mevuker. And Exeris HaKosov, Natsa. Now, in Mitzvah say, Reish Mem Ches, the Ram says, Ki hatera shoreinu b'dinei nachlois v'uomo yis'ale ish kiyomu shubein eimloi. Umichlal din ze beloy sofik umichlal din ze ata di chida musiyem shleima heyois habucho yois pishnayim sheze mishpat mi mishpatei hayoshim. What are they mishpat? Mishpatei hayoshim. Ramban says the mitzvah, the yam mitzvahs. Sagt the Ramban, it's a din. In part of the Yechida Shleima. And I want to say, who are din the Ram learned to love? And that's the Ramban says, V'al tachshei shelo yiyeh ze miniya ela shu din midini anachleis she'ilamdenu akosu she'ein ha'am yochol lahavi ayushimimenu v'al kocho yirish pishnayim ela be'emes miniya. The Ram says, I want to tell you, Rabbi Yisrael, the Ram has this amazing thing. The Ram has that there's haschorois, that a dini atera, they're not minyan amitzis. And I thought the kuha mivchon should be, well, there's malchus or not. There's no malchus in Rambam, and there's no malchus anywhere, liyuchol avakir. And there's no malchus asher lo yivne, but loisim nesen gozes, he does have malchus, and it's a minyan. Have a nice week.